Next hour, near-death experiences with PMH Atwater, one of the giants in the field. When we come back, we'll continue with phone calls this hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's slam the website as a personal favor to me so I can win another bet. I hate losing bets. Just go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, peruse it for a couple minutes from your smartphone or your desktop, criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number, though, to call for assistance and help, 1-855-949-RADIO. And we're back. We've got another hour to go with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, an email in from Carmen. Her grandmother, who's 82 years old, has a bad cough. She's seeing a specialist soon, but Carmen wants to know if you recommend any kind of cough medicine in this kind of sense.
Well, no, unless it's intractable, like you're totally miserable, and she may be, and you got to do what you got to do. You know, I'm not a big believer in drugs, as you know, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do if the body is deteriorated to a certain point. But there are things that you can do to help the lungs and help the respiratory tract, and one of the all-time great and underappreciated supplements for the respiratory system is vitamin C. It's amazingly important, and it's one of those nutrients that we take for granted. We don't really appreciate how important vitamin C is, but the lungs and the respiratory tract depend on vitamin C. When we smoke cigarettes, we lose vitamin C. Also, another very important nutrient for lung health is something called NAC, N-A-C. Have you ever heard of this?
Go ahead.
NAC is a... it's a drug and a nutrient. If you go to the hospital with liver poisoning, you overdose on a drug, they'll put NAC right into your blood, right out of the emergency room. Same NAC that you can get in some of the longevity products. Very important for detoxification and very important for liver. And it is a prescription drug for the lungs. So using NAC can be helpful. The ultimate selenium is also important for the lungs. Selenium is important for the lungs. Vitamin E, very important for lung health. But I want to know, I think it would be important to see what's going on there. She may have something serious going on in her respiratory tract.
Interesting. But you're not into cough medicine.
No, they're horrible. They knock you out. If you're miserable, but no, they keep you from living life, cough medicine. If you're miserable...
They don't suppress?
And you're suppressing something the body wants to do. No, they're opiates. Cough medicines are opiates. In fact, you know what?
We don't like opiates.
Heroin was a cough suppressant. When it came out, the Bayer company, they were fresh off the success of aspirin, and aspirin was starting to lose its patent, so they wanted another drug to make a lot of money. They came up with heroin, and they called it heroin because it was the most amazing cough suppressant that had ever been used. Little problem happened a few years after the heroin came out, the heroin cough suppressant came out, and it was kind of embarrassing for the Bayer company. But today there's much milder derivatives of opiates, of heroin, really, that are used as cough suppressants.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Whose turn is it? Joe in Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ben. It's interesting. Babe Ruth's wife, I think, lasted 4 more decades than he did.
Is that right?
Custer's wife lasted 6 more decades than he did. So maybe they were taking good supplements. But my question would be aged garlic, that's one. And then I'm hearing the CBD oil. Taking it sublingual. Now, I never heard of that with supplements. I'd ask you about that. And then also the Lord's water. Do any of your clients use that?
Willard's water, you said?
Lord's water.
The Lord's water.
What kind of water?
The Lord. God?
I don't know what that is.
From France.
Oh, Lord's water. Okay.
Lords.
Okay, Lord's France. Right. I was thinking religion. Okay, so Lord's water. All right, so three questions. The garlic is amazing. Garlic is absolutely, absolutely amazing. And I'm not talking about the garlic capsules. I'm talking about, like the gentleman says, aged garlic, real garlic. Whenever you're going to take advantage of the medicine in garlic, and there's tremendous medicine in there, expose it to air. You want to cut it and expose it to air because the reaction between the cutting, which is interesting, when you cut a plant, sometimes it releases these medicines, which are actually used as plant defense molecules. In any case, garlic is wonderful, wonderful stuff for blood pressure, for the liver, as an immune system booster, amazing stuff. The Lord's water is a very good source of minerals. Spring water, spring water is super interesting. There was a guy named Victor Schauberg, who in the 1800s, I believe it was, late 1800s, early 1900s, wrote about the power of spring water, the electrical power of spring water, how when you spin when you spin water around in a vortex, like you do in like occurs in springs, and there's minerals in the water, a voltage is created. And this is why I always tell people to spin their Beyond Tangy Tangerine in a blender with water. You'll actually create an electrical vortex the same way that spring water
does. I take it with tablets, the tablets.
Tablets
I
like are, it you know, better that way. They're good. They're handy.
They're handy. Oh, they're great for trips.
They're super handy, yeah. They're super handy. But try and take them with a lot of water when you're doing it. Drink it. The nutrients in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine structure water. And this is what spring water is. Spring water has a certain structure to it. The reaction between minerals, electrolytes, and water creates what I call magic water. I call it magic water because it's a crystalline water that conducts electricity in the body in a superconducting fashion. Have you heard of this concept of superconduction? So things go super fast. There's no resistance. And this is all involved in communication, how the body, the cells and the parts of the body talk to each other through this structured water. So spring water, spinning your water in a vortex, Lord's water, all of these are great ways to get good water into your system. And vegetables, too, by the way, have structured water in them. And then what was the second question, the middle question there?
That's good enough. We got so many people coming. Tom's got texts and tweets. What do you have for us, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
All righty, this one from Mark in Kentucky. What's the difference between regular milk and almond milk, and which is better for your bones?
Interesting. Almond milk or regular milk?
Well, there's no such thing as almond milk, first of all. Milk is a substance that's made by a mother mammal to feed a baby mammal, and there's no little baby almonds, and there's no little mama almonds, so away.
But I've seen almonds turned into milk.
They call it milk, but it's not a milk. They call it milk. It's basically almond oil and water.
Ah.
It's fat and water, and it happens to be excellent. And there's boxes you can get of almond milk that has no sugar in it. It's just almonds and milk. It tastes delicious. It's a great source of calcium. It's a great replacement for milk.
Okay to drink?
It's awesome to drink.
Okay.
It's not okay. It's awesome to drink. And you can make your own almond milk if you just put a bunch of almonds in water and let it sit. You know, you don't want to cover it up with water. You want to kind of like have it just to the top of the almond in a cookie pan or something like that, and you can leave it overnight. It makes the most delicious almond milk as the water reacts with all the good oils in the almonds. Almond milk is amazing. Dairy, on the other hand, I can't say that about dairy. Dairy is a big problem.
No.
Milk is a big problem food, huge problem food. Cow's milk and the way we—not raw milk, though. Raw milk's got some benefits, but the milk we get in the supermarket, that is a terrible food. One of the worst foods you can get.
Really?
Awful food. Awful food.
I haven't had a glass of milk in God knows how long.
Yeah, I don't even remember the last time I had a glass of milk 30 years ago.
Probably had it with a cookie when I was about 20.
Yeah, I used to like cereal and milk. But
I used to dump the cookies in the
yeah, glass. There's thing, you know, because you know why we like milk so much? Because we like that fat. That fat is awesome, and there's sugar in milk. You know there's sugar in milk, lactose?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You don't even realize it. You're getting sugar. You're getting a sugar-fat combination. We crave sugar and fat. That's why people crave milk.
Next,
there are good things in milk, though, I should say.
Next up, Tim's in Alabama. Welcome to the program, Tim. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Ben.
Hi there.
I just wanted to see if I can get your advice or on the condition. I have I went to the emergency room with swelling in my feet, ankles, and legs, and my veins popped out, you know, kind of excessive.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past 3 or 4 months, I had one to swell, a vein to swell up real tight, and then a certain place on my right leg cracked open, and now it's a big sore, and I don't have insurance for the doctors, and actually, the doctors wouldn't return my call because not having insurance, and then they at some kind of clinic they got real rude and wouldn't talk to me.
Geez. You know, one day, Ben, we got to find a doctor that will step up to the plate and help people to help people.
Listening, if there's a doctor listening, that's a great idea, George. That's an awesome idea. There are so many people who are suffering needlessly. There's so many people who are suffering because they can't get health care, like this poor gentleman.
Does he have edema?
Big time. And the fact that it's coming up into the skin and he's getting the wound starting to happen, that's a serious deteriorating condition. So there's some big problems there, my friend. The good news is your body can turn on a dime if you turn on a dime. And if you don't have the money for supplements, I can totally understand that. First thing is you got to clean the blood. And you know I've talked about this before. All disease can be backtracked to what I call dirty blood. By dirty blood, I mean blood that has got toxins in it from the digestive system, including sugar, by the way, as well as all kinds of bacterial gases and horrible things that happen. But it all starts in the digestive system. It all starts with food. And this is so important because this poor gentleman, Tim, he can't afford to do certain things, but he can afford to not eat certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You can afford to eat less. You can afford to avoid certain foods. Now, there's certain, it's not as easy as it sounds. It's simple, but it's not easy because we become addicted to food. There's mental things, there are emotional reasons why we eat. So you gotta work with those, but it's so important. Clean the blood. You clean the blood by not putting the toxins into the blood, and it all starts with your food choices. If you want to get on supplements, just get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's what I do.
Let's ask Tim if he takes a lot of salt. Do you ingest a lot of salt, Tim?
I used to, George, but in the past, I guess the past 8 or 10 years, I just about dropped salt from everything, and I stopped using table salt, and I have to get reduced or no salt things that I eat, and so I've done that.
Are you a smoker, or do you have blood sugar issues, diabetes, anything like that?
Last time I had my wife to check with her meter, and the last time was about a week ago, and it was, I think it was, and it was after I ate some snacks, and it was around 111, I think.
All right, well, that's not indicative. You know, your insulin can be off and your blood sugar is not. You know, that's another important point. That doctors will check your blood sugar, but they don't check your insulin levels. You can have perfect blood sugar, but your insulin can be through the roof. So I would say guaranteed you got some kind of blood sugar issue. But the most important thing, if money is an issue, the most important thing is clean the blood by not putting the toxicity into it.
Did you say the last time you were on, Ben, that hyaluronic acid helps reduce floaters in the eyes?
Hyaluronic acid is a major component of your eyeballs. And when the connective tissue breaks down, the connective tissue is the bulk of the body or major portion of the body, when that breaks down, all of the signs of aging occur. Floaters don't happen in babies. They don't happen in little children.
No.
They don't happen in teenagers. They don't happen in young adults. They happen in older people because it's a sign that the connective tissue is beginning to deteriorate. When you build the connective tissue, you get stronger bones. You get less wrinkles. You have reduced incidence of hernias and ruptures. You get better blood vessels, and you get better eyes. And eating connective tissue is important. We've talked about bone broth. Using hyaluronic supplements is important. And Youngevity has a new product called collagen peptides, which can be helpful for building connective tissue as well. So, yes, hyaluronic acid, key component of the eyeball.
How about lutein?
Lutein's awesome. All those pigments. In fact, that's another issue that happens when we get older. We don't suck up pigments from vegetables. And that's why I would say use your butter. Enjoy butter with your vegetables, with your broccoli and with your beans, your string beans. And who doesn't like broccoli and salt and butter and a steamed broccoli with salt and butter? Everybody. You have the big three. You've got the butter for the fat.
Except the former President Bush.
He never steamed it with butter and salt, I guarantee it. he couldn't say he didn't like it if he'd steamed it with butter and salt. Butter pulls the lutein out and the zeaxanthin and the carotenoids and the flavonoids, all these phytonutrients, these plant nutrients get pulled out in the butter. And if you put butter on top of your veggies, always mix veggies with a little bit of butter, and you get advantage of those pigments. Pigments are really important.
Bart writes, and he's talking about Roundup and glyphosate. He said Bart is writing about glyphosate and Roundup,
and he's
saying my intestine tract is all screwed up. What do I do?
Glyphosate is a nightmare. It is a... You know, we have crapped up the environment in so many different ways, the dead zones in the ocean and the climate and all kinds of stuff. But one of the worst things that we've done is with the pesticides. And glyphosate is a very, very powerful and water-soluble pesticide. Most pesticides and toxins are fatty. But because glyphosate's watery, it's in the rain, George. It rains glyphosate. It's in the water.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere, and it's unbelievably toxic to the intestine, to the bacteria, because it kills bacteria, and very effectively, it kills things, including the living things in your intestine. And sometimes I wonder how many of our health challenges are due to the fact that we drink chlorinated water, we've got glyphosate and other pesticides everywhere, and we have fluoride in the water, antibiotics in the water, we take antibiotics, we're killing these intestinal bacteria. And the intestinal bacteria are the soil of the body. The way plants come from dirt, All of our life comes from the bacteria in our intestines. They help us process food. They help us make hormones and vitamins. They help us detoxify. They communicate to the brain. You know, you'll eat potato chips or corn chips depending on the bacteria that you have in your gut. You'll have good food or bad food choices based on the bacteria.
Really?
They'll tell your brain to have some chocolate.
It's a craving, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Let's go to John in Kalamazoo, Michigan. First-time caller. John, you're up.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir. 1993, I came back from the service back home, and my third week home, I'd gotten a job at Dalton Plumbing, and I was driving home on my motorcycle, and a drunk .27 drunk cop off duty hit me head on.
Oh, jeez.
I got off the road, and I actually accelerated to get past him, and he just went right with me. He was hypnotized in my leg, they said, and me and my bike stopped that truck in its tracks. Mm. And, it took the legs, I snapped the legs in two, snapped the lower leg in two, snapped the arm in two, crushed the hands, broke the spine, 52 fractures, 88 major surgeries.
Oh, my God.
They got me on 17 meds, and I don't want to take none of them, and I don't know which ones I can go without.
Well, let me tell you something. How old are you, first of all? Can I ask?
I'm 51 now. It happened when I was young, and I was strong then.
God, you're still young, John.
Let me tell you something, John. Your life force is huge. The fact that you survived all that and the medicine.
Well, I died. I died in the helicopter, and this female doctor went to extra distance to bring me back.
Pulled you back.
You're supposed to.
And it was cold. It was so cold, bleeding to death. It was the coldest cold you could ever think of, and when I died, it was the darkest place I had ever been to.
Well, you're still here. You're here to talk to us, so that's amazing to me. And I just want to give you props for that. That's absolutely amazing. Now, there's a lot you could do. You should be on a nutritional supplement program today, like now. You should be on the phone talking to the folks at Critical Health News. I mean now.
Including Glucogel.
The Glucogel, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Here's the thing. He's on John, you're on 17 drugs, right? Your body has been through more things.
And he doesn't know which ones to wean himself off of.
But here's the thing. The gift of the human body is the more malnourished you are, the faster your body absorbs nutrients. The sicker you are, the faster you turn it around. The more broken down you are, the faster your body repairs itself. It's the last stages when it becomes hard. The first stages are easy. You can do so many things tonight. If you just sip on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if you can't find that, get some bone soup.
Hold on, Ben. Let's talk a little bit more about John's plight, and I'll give that number out, John, to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Definitely talk to your doctor about what meds you want to get off of. Next hour, near-death experiences in childhood and their lifelong impact. PMH Atwater joins us. Looking forward to that. We'll be back in a moment with more of your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com as well. And welcome back to Coast, back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, our final segment from criticalhealthnews.com. And Ben, back to John's situation in Kalamazoo. A number of accidents. He was declared dead, came back. He's on 17 prescriptions. You were talking about the bone marrow soup and everything else. Go ahead.
Yeah, be really, really kind to your body. And you raise a very good point, George. You don't stop taking your drugs, but you work with your physician to start weaning yourself off.
Exactly.
Now,
and if they're worth their grain of salt, let's hope they work with you, too.
They should work with you. Yeah. Absolutely, George. The patient should be the priority here. But you want to start off with things like foods that are loaded with nutrients and easy for those nutrients to be absorbed. That's liquids. That's why I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine liquid better than the capsules, is because when you put it in liquid, it becomes much easier for the body to handle and absorb, and it's loaded with nutrients. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I love bone soup for the exact same reason. It's loaded with nutrition, and it's in a liquid form, which makes it very easy for the body to process. And then anything you do, any single little thing that you can do will definitely improve your condition, and that includes inflammation, that includes pain, and that includes healing and longevity as well. Be very, very, very kind to yourself, avoiding all toxins and working with things on all dimensions of health. We haven't talked about that, George, spiritual, mental, emotional. There's health and healing.
It's all important.
All important. We talk about the physical a lot. It's easy to forget that health and wellness and sickness are multidimensional, spiritual, mental, emotional, and work on those levels as well. But the good news is any little thing you do, you'll start to get better. And if you can wean yourself off off your drugs, that will make it much easier for your body to heal and recover.
Do you think most prescription drugs can be replaced with natural supplements?
In the long run, you know, it's not fair to compare drugs to nutrients. Nutrients are, in the long run, they're kind.
They're builders.
They're gentle. They're builders. Drugs are anti. They're blockers. And let me tell you something, George. I don't care what the side effects say. I don't care what you hear about safety and the FDA. There's not a single drug on planet Earth that is not a poison and that will do anything positive to help your body, any of them. They all work by blocking chemistry. Now, I'm not Pollyannish about this. There are times when you need drugs, absolutely.
Yes.
But you want to make sure, if you're on a chronic drug for the rest of your life, you're going to be on this the rest of your life, your job is to figure out how to wean yourself. If you're interested in health and longevity, your job is to wean yourself off the drugs, wean yourself on a good nutritional supplement program as well as all the other important health strategies. There's times you need drugs, for sure. And pain pills and antibiotics, you know, they're extremely important despite all the stuff with pain pills now. Praise God for pain pills. But there are nutrients that you can use that can build things and repair things and reverse conditions in the long run. Like you say, they're builders.
Let's go to Lynn in Lutz, Florida. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hi,
Pharmacist Ben and George. Hi. I absolutely love when you put Pharmacist Ben on, and I love Pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach.
Well, good. Thank you.
I have two questions. First of all, I want to say that I have arrhythmia, and the doctor, the cardiologist, wanted me to be on metoprolol, beta blocker, and then she said, and I want you to be on warfarin, and I thought, whoa, my blood is thin enough, and she really, in her sincere concern, really wanted to talk me into it, and when you have arrhythmia, you're very distressed. Mm-hmm. And I understand people. You want to do something that's going to help this. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, okay, I'll take the metoprolol. So I started taking it for a while and was taking it for about 2 years, and it was making me feel terrible and very tired. She had wanted me to go to 2 and then 4. I went to 2. I reduced it to 1 a while back. Then I started cutting them in half. And I'm off them now, feel much better. I'm taking about as many herbs and vitamins as Dr. Wallach, I guess, plus the CoQ10s and things like that. So I'm feeling lots better with that. But here's one of my questions. The other day I had some pineapple, and I started to have arrhythmia again. I also had, another day, I had some kefir. The kefir, of course, is fermented, and I know fermented foods can be good, and I wanted the probiotics, but I started to get the arrhythmia again. I don't know what's going on with when I have certain foods that the arrhythmia seems to be worse. So that's my first question that I would like to know if Pharmacist Ben could answer.
All right, let's go one at a time.
Hit the nail on the head. You answered your own question when you said stress. What's probably happening is you're reacting in a stressful way to pineapple, and pineapple allergies are somewhat common, or they happen. And then also kefir, dairy. There's also dairy reactions. So you are reacting to foods, and your arrhythmia is a barometer. It's a measurement. Most people, if you don't have arrhythmia, you'll eat the food, and you may get a rash or something may happen later, and you're not going to connect it. Because your body's stressed, your heart, you're very sensitive, and your body is marking that stress with the arrhythmia. Arrhythmia is a manifestation of a stress response.
And explain what that is, Ben. It's a rapid heartbeat, isn't it?
George, the stuff that has to happen in your heart for it to beat, and it beats billions of times in a lifetime, some ridiculous amount, every beat requires a coordination and a choreography of multiple cells, of hundreds of thousands of nerve cells. Of the heart cells, they have to react and release, in this incredibly complex manner.
Well, isn't this an electrical issue too in our body?
An electrical issue. What's happening is the energy is not flowing through the cells correctly. So it's a cellular problem that's exacerbated by stress. And you know where it begins? This is so interesting, George. We talked earlier about the connective tissue in the eyes and inside the body and in the fascia and also in the bones and the blood. And connective tissue is the most serious part of the body. But you don't often think about it. With the arrhythmias, you don't often think about it, but the heart sits on a framework of connective tissue. And it's a skeleton. The heart has its own skeleton. And when the connective tissue deteriorates, the energy doesn't flow through the heart as effectively. And compounded with inflammation and cell deterioration, that's where you run into the problems with arrhythmias. Build your connective tissue. That's the most important thing.
And magnesium helps.
Magnesium for the conductivity. In fact, they'll put it right in your heart, magnesium. Unbelievably important for the heart. And deficiencies in magnesium, George, are one of the major mineral nutritional deficiencies, along with zinc and selenium. Magnesium deficiencies are, and it's ironic because magnesium is everywhere. Magnesium's in greens.
Let's ask Lynn if she takes magnesium.
I would get on some magnesium.
Do you, Lynn?
I absolutely do, and it's one of the things that's helped.
Good.
I also take collagen.
The B vitamins?
I certainly take vitamins. I take A.
The B vitamins and vitamin C. Sounds like you're on the right track with the supplements. I would be working on relaxing the body, building the connective tissue. And the bonus with building the connective tissue, of course, is better eyes, better bones, better joints, better skin, better internal
organs. Do you find, Lynn, that your arrhythmia goes away, too, when you're taking slow, deep breaths?
I had not noticed that because
give that a try.
I've been in a rhythmic spasming. When I've been in that, it's so distressing.
Oh, my, you think you're going to die right there.
It's got to be
awful. It's terrible. So, but now that pharmacist Ben mentioned that, I am just going to be doing that more and more.
SDR breathing.
I'm going to work on that. But I have the other question actually probably touches on the collagen breakdown, because I had like an episode. My doctor said it was bursitis in the left hip, really hurt like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But now that sort of died down, but now both legs are having problems, pain, walking, and a lot of them. My daughter tells me, don't wear out your walk, Mom. I'm thinking it could be a breakdown of the cartilage in the lower spine.
Easily.
I'm not sure.
No, it's
easily. I am taking collagen.
When the connective tissue breaks down, it breaks down globally. It breaks down as a whole system. The whole body's connective tissue breaks down. You don't just get connective tissue breakdown in the bones. It breaks down as a system. It's a connective tissue system. This whole idea of the body as a system is so critical to understand. And that's why I'm always saying the same things and repeating myself with supplements. It's because when you affect one, the same thing that's breaking down in one system in the heart is going on in your muscles and in your joints. So, yes, building the connective tissue is incredibly important. Don't forget the bone soup, the hyaluronic acid, the osteomag from Youngevity, the glucogel caps. I love the idea of the glucogel caps because not only are they good for joints, the glucogel caps, but they're good for wrinkles. They're good for your heart.
Absolutely.
They're good for your bones. They're good for the connective tissue. When you build connective tissue with the glucogel caps, you get better eyes. It's just like you have all these multiple benefits. It's multifunctional. That's the neatest thing about nutrition to me, is the multifunctionality, the positive benefits that you get as opposed to the adverse effects and side effects of drugs.
Final text and tweet with you, Tom. What do you have for Ben?
This one from Steven in Big Bear, California. I need help, please. I drink high pH water or baking soda and water at bedtime and still wake up with what feels like fire coming up my throat.
Oh, that's the most awful thing.
Acid reflux?
Yeah, that's acid reflux. It's wrong. First of all, you shouldn't be eating close to bed. You should be, you know, if you stop eating at 6, it'll be much more, unless you have a really bad condition.
If you go to bed at 10 and you stop eating at 6.
If you want to give yourself 6 hours or so before you eat, between eating and going to bed.
Really?
Yeah, so you get the stuff going out of your system. You know, digestion is a lot of work, and you don't want to be doing it when you're supposed to be rebuilding and healing, which is what you're doing in sleep. You're rebuilding your body.
For the next day.
Yeah, exactly. You're recovering. The last thing you want to do is have to process food. So that's one thing you can do. Secondly, is figure out what foods are doing it. And most of the time, there'll be certain foods, especially sweet foods, especially carby foods, processed carby foods, foods that are not designed for human beings to ingest are foods that will trigger heartburn. That is processed foods. And then use probiotics. Probiotics are, I'm not going to say like a magical cure, but they're borderline magical cure for all digestive conditions, but especially heartburn.
It's a lot of work taking care of yourself, Ben.
You know, but it's so worth it, George. Come on.
Yeah, I know it. The benefits are there.
Those royal exercises. Look how good you look.
John in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hi, George. Ben.
Hi.
Thanks so much for taking my call. George, I spoke to you before. I'm the ex-baseball player that's had several back surgeries.
Yep, I sure
and,
do.
Yeah, and I'm not calling tonight about the oxycodone that I'm taking, but I am taking it. I'm between a rock and a hard
place. Well, just don't take too much, please.
No, but the thing is, they won't operate them anymore. They can't. And so I have to take the pain medicine. And that's the only thing, only problem I have is with my back.
John, you need some CBD, my friend, to use the CBD and stay on your pain medication. Gradually start to wean yourself off of it. CBD is not
it's
a fad.
Good,
you know what I'm talking about, the Hemp FX and the Hemp FX line from Longevity? CBD. You know what I mean here, John, right? Or George, you guys know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got a client, the CB Distillery, that they've been
making. Amazing.
It is good stuff.
Fad. You know, every periodically fads come out, you know, in the world of health and nutrition. There's a reason why CBD is becoming what it is. It's going to be the aspirin. We're going to look back at it, and we're going to call it the modern-day aspirin. The same way aspirin revolutionized.
Big Pharma hates this, though.
They hate it. But now they're getting aboard because it's impossible to deny.
Right.
The CBD system, and I say the CBD system, it is built into your body. So when you take CBD, you're accessing and leveraging chemistry that's already there. This is why aspirin works so well, by the way. The chemistry of aspirin and how the body processes aspirin is built into the body, and that gives it an advantage over all other drugs. There's systems in place that can handle aspirin and really take care of inflammation and fever and pain. Same with CBD. It's built into the body. That gives it non-toxicity. It's a dream come true for a drug company. It's a non-toxic drug that has multiple effects, multiple beneficial effects, including for pain. Now, it isn't an opioid. It's not going to work like an opioid, so you got to wean yourself
good.
Off gradually. Yes, exactly. Because you're not going to get addicted the same way. It's not going to zonk you out. And by the way, opioid addiction is one thing, but the constipation and the digestive problems and the respiratory problems that are associated with the opiates, they don't even talk about that. It's not about the addiction part, but there's all kinds of toxicity associated with it that makes it a hideous, hideous strategy. As important as it is for people who have acute pain, to use it in a chronic way, obviously, it's a really big problem.
Lots of people still calling or on hold, and we're not going to be able to get to all of them, so make sure you call this number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234 to get some information. And do go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com. A minute or so to go with pharmacist Ben. Maybe we can squeeze Perry in from Lompoc, California. Perry, real fast. Go ahead.
Okay, real fast. How to reduce stress, and also what do you think of turmeric that Christian Wilde has?
I love
turmeric. You can handle that. You can handle
I'll do the turmeric. You do the stress.
All right. I know you love turmeric.
Turmeric is great. Christian puts out a good one, myheartbook.com. That's his website, and it's great for inflammation. And in terms of stress?
SDR breathing. You hit the nail on the head, but you didn't say rhythmic. The rhythmic is important. If you breathe wrong, you don't get the benefits. So SDR meaning slow and deep all the way to the bottom of your belly and rhythmic in and out, in and out. There's a great app you can get for breathing. Health is simple, George. It's not a difficult
problem. Got to take care of it. Ben, we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Be well. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Up next, the Forever Angels, near-death experiences in childhood and their lifelong impact with one of the world's foremost authorities on this topic, PMH Atwater, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Also, don't forget to send me an email whenever you want at george@coasttocoastam.com. Like us on Facebook. Do follow us on Twitter. We've got a series of great shows for you for the entire rest of the week. So we will be back in just a moment with PMH Atwater on Coast to Coast AM.